And welcome back. There is a David Oates who appears on this program every week, and there's another David Oates who has a site on the internet. I'm not sure where it is, but don't go looking him up. It's not necessary. But he's on the complete wrong side of the vaccine truth movement. He's pushing things that we don't touch, not with a 10-foot pole. Anyhow, the real David Oates is back with us now. Hello, David.
Hi. Well, who's this other David Oates? Where's this website?
I'll look it up. I'll send it to you. I don't know. He interviewed that physician, Robert Zero Young, and among other things. When I saw that, I just fled. I didn't even want to pursue it. I'll find it.
Yeah, all right. Oh, so here we are, another show, another week.
Closer to the end every day, huh?
Yeah. Yes, we are getting close to the end every day. I hope everyone's getting ready. So I just had a big step in my getting ready just before the show rang started. I had a phone call from the people who are modifying my trailer, putting on a roof rack. Said it's all ready. There you go.
How big is your trailer approximately?
About 7x5. But that's just the base. Of course, it's got a big tent on it, you know. And you put an annex.
So you can load that up. That's plenty of room. 35 square feet. Yeah. You can load a lot of stuff in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's great. And it's, of course, it's got a big tent in it, annex. Annex, it's, I wouldn't know, 20 feet long or something. I don't know. I wouldn't have a clue. It's big. Fit table and beds and everything in there. So that's good fun, huh? Mm-hmm. And I love camping. So little passion of mine, getting out in the outback. Love it.
So, excellent.
So excellent. I've been doing some reversals. You know, well, look. I've got some Australian reversals for you today. I quite frankly got sick of doing American politics, and I couldn't
How
stomach.
How could
doing
you possibly any. Get bored with American politics? Good grief.
Oh, I couldn't stomach doing any more Biden or Trump. So I thought, we'll see what's going on in Australia. So I've done some of our Australian Prime Minister. I've done some of our Foreign Minister, who is equivalent to the Secretary of State. And, I've got some reversals on some session work I'd like to play you, too. So I've been, when I give my lectures and workshops, I generally play a lot of examples from session work. But I've been rehashing old examples. Like I collected a whole bunch of examples about 20 years ago, and I've been recycling them, just playing them over and over again. And I've gotten sick of them, so I'm collecting a whole bunch of new ones. And
Hold on. I'm going to send you this. Sure. This it's a Rumble user account for this other David Oates, and he's good Lord, he's pushing chlorine dioxide. No. So this guy's on the wrong side of the tracks. Chlorine dioxide testimonials. Chlorine dioxide. No, we've spent so much time on this. On our program, Erica and I, explaining exactly why chlorine dioxide is not something you want to be doing. And we understand why some people report, an improvement. Well, anyhow, it looks like he's probably a dealer, probably selling it.
Yeah.
It looked like too many testimonials for it here. Whatever. Anyway, I'll send this along. Okay, go right ahead, sir.
All right, here's a couple of reversals, new ones. They're this week, clients I found this week.
Maybe this person's not the best, and I let go of them.
Right.
And, either, the other person needs to just do, one more thing to carry a little bit more of their weight.
I was talking about relationships, working, give the give and take in relationships. So and backwards. Seen the surf of light, gather thee. Seen the surf of light, gather thee.
Seen the surf of light, gather thee.
Seen the surf of light, gather thee. Seen the surf of light, gather thee.
Yeah.
What do you have, David? Seen the surf, I got that. What do you have after
of
that?
Light, L-I-G-H-T. Gather thee. Seen the surf of light, L-I-G-H-T, gather thee. I'll play it again. All surf right. means flow or movement.
Right.
It's basically saying I'm feeling.
Seen the surf of light, gather me.
Gather thee. Yeah, wrap me up into your arms, you know.
Got
it's
it.
Like a, it's a wonderful reversal. But okay. The first speed, it's jumping for some reason on light. I don't know why it's doing that. Anyway, here we go.
Seen the surf of light, gather thee.
Seen the surf of light, gather thee. Seen the surf of light, gather thee.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, I have see the surf of light, gather in me.
Oh, in me. I gather thee. Okay, let's have a listen.
Surf of light, gather thee.
Seen the surf of light, gather thee.
No, I actually hear thee.
Seen the surf of light, gather thee.
In. There's yeah. a real quick in there, and then thee, or me, rather.
Okay. Right.
Gather in All me, right. I think. That's what I hear.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, it means the same thing, basically.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah. Good reversal.
It is.
And here's another one talking about.
How could you...
Look, I talk about a lot of spirit. You know, I get quite spiritual when I'm doing my sessions because you can't help it because reverse speech talks a lot about spiritual things in session work. It's an essential part of the psyche, you know. So here I am talking about the divine, and reverse speech describes the divine, however you understand that as being, as residing within. So here I'm talking about that. How do we access the divine?
How could you use that divinity to your advantage to get what you to get your desires for life?
That's a good question. How could you use my divinity to get what I desire?
And backwards, give us divine.
Divine.
Well, it's got this nice, beautiful sing-song tone to it, you know. So I was going to play those two, and there was a couple of others I've got filed under new metaphor. These are on me. These are on me talking to clients. So here's the first one.
I believe that if we find the right metaphor, which I think we may have found in the last recording.
Oh, the wolf will empower, and I feel for the deal.
Dwarf will empower enough for you to win our deal.
Dwarf will empower enough for you to win our deal.
Bit long.
The wolf will empower. I got that. Go, give me the rest of it. The audio on that's very low, just for you.
Oh, let me pump it up a bit. Yeah, you're right, it is low. The wolf will empower, and I feel for the deal. Okay? So it's a positive affirmation to the guy, you know. Yeah, okay. You will be empowered, and I feel for the deal. Uh-huh. Yeah, I believe this can happen. You know, I feel this can be the way.
Enough
right.
for you.
Oh, hang on. Whoops, sorry. Okay, so here we go.
Dwarf will empower enough for you to win our deal.
Dwarf will empower enough for you to win our deal. Dwarf will empower enough for you to win our deal.
Yeah, I agree. Feel for the deal. A little bit imprecise, but...
The wolf will empower, and... Play it again. I got another take on the end of it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I actually agree, and I feel for the deal a little bit imprecise. So here we go.
Dwarf will empower enough for you to win our deal.
Dwarf will empower enough for you to win our deal.
It almost sounds like the wolf will empower, and I feel an ideal.
Oh, an ideal. Okay. Let's play it again. Well, that's almost pretty close. That's pretty close to what I had. Oh, I hear what you're hearing. Yeah.
Who knows? Anyway.
Probably just best to cut that off at the wolf will empower.
Would. I'd just go with the wolf. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah, which is a wonderful affirmation.
And, sure it is.
And here's another one on me.
My she-wolf is going to lead you to a path.
Makes a full wish, shaman.
Makes a full wish, shaman.
Makes
a full wish, shaman. Makes a full wish, shaman.
It jumped a bit on the first speed. I don't know why it does that. Full wish, you will get your desires, and you are a shaman, you know? Yeah, and that's what I do. In my work with clients, I really try to bring out their spiritual shaman. I believe we're all shamans, and we're all divine, and it's just whether we choose to access that or not, you know? However, that's another story. So there we go. There's a few reversals on clients,
To underwrite the issue of client, if any of you would like to have David work with you and use reverse speech to help you see what your real feelings are, all you have to do is call him and set up an appointment. You don't have to be there anywhere in the world.
Yeah, do it all. Nearly all my clients are overseas.
What better gift could you give yourself than understanding unless you're an incredibly focused individual, what your subconscious is really feeling about something? If you're in doubt and you're really not able to listen to that inner voice, David can open that door for you with reverse speech, and that gives you a tremendous advantage. Once you understand that.
Yeah, it certainly can. Yep. And that's most of my work. You know, 90% of my work is working with clients. And I love it. I enjoy it. I enjoy every day. Get up. I start at 8:30 on the dot normally, give or take. All right. Do you know who Patty Davis is?
Ronald Reagan's daughter?
Absolutely correct. Okay, I'm doing some reversals on her. I've only found one so far.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. This is the one I found. Patty Davis, Ronald Reagan's daughter. This is an interview she gave only recently. Oh, when was it? I can't remember now. Anyway, so here we go.
One of the realizations that I came to was that as a child of an alcoholic, where would my father have learned to be an available...
Ronald Reagan's dad was an alcoholic, is what she goes on to say. Her love found the will.
I
think it's got something to do with her.
What do you think that says again, please?
Love found the will. You're not hearing that?
Love found the will. Play it again, please.
I'll find the will, okay.
It's not exactly I'll, it's all. It's strange. But I heard, and then the will. And
okay.
I found the will, or I'll find the will. Anyway, the message is there.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right, so that's Patty Davis.
And that's only one you found so far on her.
Yeah, she's... Look, actually, I actually gave up. That was 9 minutes into the interview, I found that one, and then I did another 2 or 3 minutes, didn't find any more.
One of those. Okay.
Yeah, I thought this is a waste of time. But anyway, that's the one I did find. So media's a mixed bag. So, you know, look, session work, no problems. Reversals everywhere. Private conversation, exactly the same. They're everywhere. But you start doing media broadcasts, and they are slim picking. You
know, well, we know why, because it's they're performing.
That's right.
They're exactly acting, right. Basically.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you're exactly right. What you're seeing is not their authentic self.
No.
Okay, so here's Australia's foreign minister, which is the equivalent of your Secretary of State. Her name is Penny Wong, and this is her from only last week, I believe, on a diplomatic trip to Israel. Okay, so here we go. Well, the first one uses the metaphor. Now, I'll look this up. Gee, it's not a metaphor I'm familiar with. I'll look it up again after I play it. So here he is, Australia's Foreign Minister, Penny Wong.
I said at the outset when I was preparing to leave Australia that I would be seeking to add Australia's voice to the effort to find a pathway to peace. And that is what we have done. That is what I have done. And I want to, at the outset, make a few observations about that. The first is...
Seed or C, not too sure which. I've got two versions here. Surf, S-U-R-F, there's that word again. Common reverse speech metaphor. I hear it constantly. It means the flow or movement. Sea, surf, with that ibis, I-B-I-S.
Sea surf with that ibis.
Okay, right.
That's now, very interesting to hear the word ibis in there.
Yeah.
A bird.
It's not a metaphor I'm familiar with.
No.
I have to lose this up in ChatGPT, actually. That'll give me more accurate meaning. Esoteric meaning of... Ibis. I love ChatGPT. I really do.
Wait till GPT-5 comes out, David, and virtually ready to go.
Wow. Okay.
10 times. The GPT-4 has a human IQ equivalent of about 150.
Yeah.
The GPT-5 will have 10 times higher IQ at 1,500 IQ.
That's cool. That's incredible. All right. Ibis is wisdom and knowledge, a messenger, renewal and transformation. So see surf with that Ibis. She's a messenger coming to Israel with her message of peace and renewal and transformation. So the metaphor fits perfectly with the situation. Okay. So there we go. Not a word I've heard. In reverse. I might have heard it once or twice before, but it certainly doesn't spring to mind. I can't remember the incident. Okay, so here's another one on Penny Wong, who is never wrong, at least, or who's always wrong.
Penny Wong is never wrong. That's pretty cute.
depends on what side of politics you're on. Okay, here we go.
Australia is a friend of Israel's. We are also a friend of the Palestinian people. Australians are increasingly concerned about the civilian toll and are increasingly concerned about the urgent need for humanitarian access.
So that we nurse. A little bit quick, that one. They're nurturing the situation. These are actually quite good reversals, the first two. Yeah, she's over there, you know, massaging the deal, okay. And then the next one, here's the forwards.
We have a very clear view about settlements. We have said as a government... we believe settlements are contrary to international law. We've also consistently said that they are an impediment to peace.
their seal assist the castle. Huh.
Their seal assist the castle.
I'm going to listen to the Fords again on that one. I need to ponder the meaning of that. Let me just listen to the Fords again. It's a metaphor. Castle, a common metaphor. It means the fulfillment of one's life's quest. You know, we're looking for the castle, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and the castle is once we've achieved our goal. Okay, so here's the Fords again. Oops.
We have a very clear view about settlements. We have said as a government, we believe settlements are contrary to international law. We've also consistently said that they are an impediment to peace.
Their seal assists the castle.
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 See, depends on who there is. I think she's saying if they can agree to this proposition, then that will assist us in reaching the end goal. They must agree, which I don't think Israel ever would, to a two-state solution, which is what she's basically proposing.
No. Netanyahu has said again, no, never. This guy's going to go down in flames one way or the other.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, David, and all of you who have been paying attention, I said it in the beginning, no one is going to stand up and stop this massacre. It's not going to happen because of the Samson option and the simple fact that a phone call is all it takes to warn a head of state that if you don't stop what you're doing, we can't be responsible for a potential nuclear explosion in your capital city. However you want to phrase it, the threats are there. And they'll do anything. These people are ruthless. They're ones running the show there now. Absolutely unmerciful, ruthless people.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Go ahead. Do we need to take a break?
Yeah, we can take a break. Yeah, I'm short on reversals. Yeah, let's take a break.
We'll do it, and we'll come right back with David Oates after this. And welcome back. David Oates holding forth from Adelaide, Australia. All right, David, onward.
All right, Penny Wong. He is the next one.
You can't go wrong with Penny Wong.
Penny Wong.
What was exactly it?
Right. You can't go wrong with Penny Wong.
Is she actually using that somewhere?
No, she's not. I just made that up.
Oh.
Well, Penny Wong can't be wrong.
Political consulting career ahead for you, in addition to writing 48 more books. Okay.
All right, here we go.
A political horizon, that is a pathway towards a political process in which the aspiration for statehood can be resolved. That Hamas has no place in that. The Palestinian people have a place in that. And that is what we need to focus on.
Yeah, she's talking about a two-state solution. Ain't ever going to happen. And the surf runs in summer.
And the surf runs in summer.
Huh.
And the surf runs in summer.
She's got high hopes, this lady. That's all I can tell you from that reversal. I wish her luck. Yep.
I agree.
And the next one, last one on her.
That is why we have international humanitarian law. That is why we have international obligations and norms around the protection of civilians.
And they leave us some shit.
And they leave us some shit.
And they leave us some shit.
I guess they do. Yeah, let's listen to the Fords again. I want to get the context.
That is why we have international humanitarian law. That is why we have international obligations and norms around the protection of civilians.
She's talking about Israel.
They live a
Swinshit.
Yeah.
They
Yes, Israel who left their rubbish. That's what I would say. Yes, well, I guess a few people trying to rough up Israel's mess, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right, I've got a half a dozen reversals left, and that is on our Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese. He has just announced his engagement. He'll be the first Prime Minister to be married in office. So
I hate to ask this, but is it a man or a woman?
It's a woman. It's a woman, yeah.
I mean, I'm being semi-facetious, but it's not an unusual question now.
Hey, you have to ask nowadays.
Can you believe that this, David, can you believe that this crap stuck? Really?
I know.
I honestly think it may be just a construct of Zionist media repetition, which is their number one trick. They just keep repeating it, and people think, well, it must be part of the majority now. I think it's trickery, but whatever. I'm shocked that it got any traction at all, any of that garbage.
I understand. All right, here's Albanese from an interview he gave at the big start of the new year. So here we go. Yeah, that's the only thing I could find on him. I hunted, though, just had little sound bites on him, a minute long or something. This was the only decent interview I could find. So here's the first one.
Well, one of the things we did was have the National Emergency Management Agency.
And business germ in that. Okay.
Well, what are you saying?
And business germ in that. Which means it's contaminated with business and money.
And business germ in that. Okay. That's an odd one. Go ahead.
Yeah, talking about humanitarian stuff. Hang on. What's he saying? What happened?
Well, one of the things we did was have the National Emergency Management Agency.
I was talking about, don't know why, in what context. Oh, look, it's probably all the floods we had. Well, that would make sense. Okay, right, I know what he's talking about. He's talking about all the floods we had in Australia, how they activated the National Management Emergency Agency and the Army got involved. It was a great disaster. And, of course, the business germ, that'd be all the insurance companies that didn't pay the claims. Oh, gee, there was a lot of upset about that. Mm. So,
right.
Yeah, okay. Next one, here we go.
Do a war game here in Canberra 3 months ago in preparation for what could well be a very difficult summer.
Oh, talking about Daisy, war games with America 3 months ago. Look, a wharf.
Look, a wharf.
Look, a wharf. Look, a wharf.
Yeah, we're a war for America.
Well, it sounded like you said, look, and I'll tell you why I hear this. Look. Yeah. Comma, look, a wharf.
Yeah, that's what I said. Wharf. Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear the F. All I heard was wharf.
Wharf. All right. Wharf. Yeah, that's what I said. Look, a wharf.
Thank
it might
you.
Again.
Your summer. Look, a wharf.
Look, a wharf.
All right, I can hear it.
Yeah, we're a wharf for America. That's what we are. American come and dock us anytime they lie. Gee, we even give them bases in the middle of the outback.
Pine Gap, that's a giant facility, as you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know that. Yes. Shrouded in secret and mystery.
You went out there once, as I remember. Near it.
No, I never got as far as Pine Gap. No. I'm going to do it in my big trip up the West Coast and down the center later this year.
Somebody I know went out there.
No, it wasn't me.
Okay.
It wasn't. No. I planned to, yes.
Can you imagine how big that must be, honestly, underground? That's got to be a big facility.
Massive. It has to be massive. There's been reports of huge, big, U.S. cargo planes offloading tons and tons
yes,
and tons.
Yes, constantly. And very little on top of the ground, as they say.
That's right. Yeah,
it's all going down.
Yeah. All right, next one. Anthony Albanese, our Prime Minister, recently engaged. Congratulations, Anthony.
And coordination across the different police and emergency services, state departments, rural fire services, SES.
Talking about mobilising all our emergency services and defence forces and fire services and backwards subverse. This is German Schill.
Subversus ins German Schill.
Well,
that sounds like a dark one. Ominous, doesn't it?
I don't know why people continue to use the word German in such a dark and negative fashion, but I guess that's what we're hearing.
It is, yeah. Every time I hear it in reverse speech, it's a dark, negative overtone.
Too bad. Too bad. Too bad.
Yep, I don't find them. I just report.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. So here's another German reversal. Listen to this. Not German, Nazi. But anyway, here we go.
In this case, there were unprecedented flooding in far north Queensland, and it is good that we were able to mobilise the Australian Defence Force very early on.
The Nazi soul, a bomb boost.
The Nazi soul, a bomb boost.
The Nazi soul, a bomb boost.
Well, these are very dark reverses of talking about mobilising emergency services for floods in Queensland.
Right.
These, I don't know what that would mean unless our emergency forces and the military are all taken over by dark forces, which wouldn't surprise me one little bit. Oh, here we have the opposite. Reversal. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so here's the forwards.
To look towards a contest. But the truth is we end the year, unlike previous oppositions throughout history, in a much...
Our saviour.
Our saviour.
Our saviour. Our saviour.
Oh, yeah, he probably sees himself as a saviour. Yeah, so there we go. And the last reversal I've got on him is this one here.
We want to see the global community work on a solution that is in the long term allows Israelis and Palestinians to live in peace and security.
Huh. There we go. Never going to happen, mate. See a lousy sailor.
See a lousy sailor.
Who would that be referring to?
Oh, look, it just ain't going to happen. You know, it's not going to fly. You know.
Oh, it's just kind of a euphemism.
That's right. It's a euphemism. It's not going to work. See a lousy sailor.
Got it.
This boat ain't going to float. You ain't,
gotcha.
You ain't ever going to see a two-state solution in the Middle East.
No. Yeah, they could be driven all into the Sinai by the end of next week. They're getting ready. They're going to try to force them all to flee. The Egyptian government has built an 8-square-mile encampment, so to speak, to hold refugees. It's already done, 8 square miles.
Wow.
So they're expecting it.
So they're going to move into Rafah, what, next week, this week?
I don't know. Who knows? But the Egyptians are preparing. They see the writing on the wall. They're not blind. Okay. So that means everyone who leaves Gaza is never going back. Just remember that.
Yeah.
They know it, too.
Yeah, right. Now, here's some reverse on Netanyahu thing. We're talking about him. Here we go.
To destroy Hamas because that gets all the other objectives within our purview. It also gets something else. It gives us hope for the Middle East, hope for peace. You can't have that with Hamas remaining intact.
I'm going to puke.
Seal them. I thought that would be your reaction. Seal them with the forces.
Seal them with the forces. Seal them with the forces.
Yeah.
Seal them with the forces.
Yeah. Yeah, he means it. He's going to go in and... Well, oh,
see, this man knows that no one, David, is going to do anything to stop him. That's the deal. Right. He's running completely rogue now. He's a dictator out of control. He's a madman. Right. I'm not speaking for David. That's my observation of what we have here.
Yeah, well, this next reversal would tend to support you.
No, I've been speaking to him regularly, but I haven't spoken to him since he made those remarks. I don't know what he meant by that, but I can tell you where we are. Look, we were attacked in the worst attack on Jewish people since the Holocaust.
Oh, God.
We'll damage this.
We'll damage this. We'll damage this. We'll damage this.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of damage in Gaza, no doubt about that.
Only 75 to 80% of all the buildings in Gaza now destroyed and leveled.
Yeah.
That's all. And the Israeli realtors are drawing up plans for beach houses, lots on the Mediterranean beach, and all that. They're already getting ready.
Yeah. Doesn't surprise me one little bit. All right, here's another on Netanyahu.
We're proceeding as no other army has on Earth in taking precautions to prevent civilian casualties.
Oh, please. These people have no shame. The lies are astounding. They're just nonstop.
That's what he says. The shock that we get.
The shock that we get. The shock that we get.
Did we lose David? I think we did. Hello, David.
I'm here.
I lost you. The second reversal, we lost you.
Can you hear me
now? There? Yes.
Hello?
I hear you. Yes.
You know what? My cat just lay on my keyboard. He probably lay on the
Blame it
button.
On the cat. All right. All right. Go ahead.
I'll play this reversal again. Here we go.
We're proceeding as no other army has on Earth in taking precautions to prevent civilian casualties.
Oh,
God. The shock that we get. Yeah, that's what he said. The shock that we get.
The shock that we get. The shock that we get. The shock that we get.
Yeah, well, shock, trauma, war, fighting. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he didn't finish it. Maybe he should have finished it. The shock that we get is microscopic compared to the shock the Palestinians get. He just didn't finish it.
Yeah, you're right. And then we've got this one. You'll laugh at this reversal, actually.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Sharon.
Let's start there where Ben left off.
I see the way was good.
I see the way was good. I see the way was good. I see the way was good.
Yeah, he believes what he's doing.
I got it.
Good.
I see the way we did it.
Oh, yeah? Okay, let's play it again. Hang on. There we go.
Off.
I see the way was good. I see the way was good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can hear that. I can hear that. Yeah, okay. Okay, and this is the last one I got. I think I played all these last week, but they're worthwhile repeating. Here's the last one.
Yeah, you won't be able to go into Gaza. You won't be able to get rid of the Hamas strongholds in the hospitals without killing all the patients. They were all wrong. They also said you can't
please.
Go through the tunnels. They're a terrible death trap.
A roll isn't shit.
All war with some shit.
Well, you know, he's congruent in his desire to kill and destroy. He's going to march on relentlessly. That's what these reversals tell. Seal them with the forces and we'll damage this. There you go. They're the two main ones.
Right.
So, okay. So that's. Let me see what else I've got for you, and we'll.
I honestly have never seen a nation state or a country with a leadership like that that lies so egregiously. Everything is turned around. It's like rule one, reverse everything 180 degrees and don't give an inch. Mm. It's crazy. I've never heard anything like it.
Yeah, yeah. I know, the whole thing's crazy. It really is. All right, well, we got a few minutes left. Finish off with a couple on Trump. Here we go.
Go home to mommy. Your mommy's waiting.
I was talking about Ron DeSantis. Go home to mommy. Your mommy's waiting.
How rude. I think we lost David again. Yeah, we did.
Hello, am I back?
The cat is really causing trouble, David.
It was the cat again. I'm sorry. I've got a big board over the keyboard, but I think when he's jumping on it, he's hitting the microphone lead coming out of the computer. I think that's going. Anyway, all right, let's start this again. Here we go.
Go home to mommy. Your mommy's waiting.
Your lousy mommy, your mommy's bored.
Lousy mommy, your mommy's more.
Lousy mommy, your mommy's more. Lousy mommy, your mommy's more.
Your mommy's bored.
Your no, I heard something else. Your lousy mommy, your mommy's more hoard.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Lousy mommy, your mommy's more.
Oh, I hear that. I hear that too. Yeah, I do hear that. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, here's a whole lot again. Anyway, there you go. You have a bit of a laugh.
More horde from what? It's all such a tawdry show. What is sickening, all of it.
Yeah.
Playing games. Game players, that's all they are.
Oh, I know that. Reverse Speech tells us that.
The bread and circuses, yes, are absolutely confirmed by Reverse Speech.
Yep.
All of it.
Yep. All right. Here we go, next one.
Unlike Nikki, I'm working for you. And, I'm working for you, and she's working for a lot of other people that don't necessarily love our country so much. You're going to find out.
Send God, devil, people.
Send God, devil, people.
Send God, devil, people. Send God, devil, people.
I don't know what he means by that. That's a bit of a
Send, I think I got an S on God. Send God's devil, people.
Yeah. Okay. Love our country so much. You're not going to find, you're going to find out.
Send God
devil
people.
Oh, yeah.
Send God devil people.
I do hear a slight S there. Yeah. He's talking about Nikki Haley. And I think he's talking about Nikki Haley again. He doesn't like opposition, Trump, does he? He really doesn't like it. Not one ego. Little bit. Yeah.
You remember 2016? We really had to come in here and win it, and we won it by 21 points.
Because she lost your memory.
Because she lost your memory.
Because she lost your memory. Because she lost your memory.
I think we got guess she lost
your memory.
Your or her? Your or her memory. What is it?
21
points. Because she lost your memory.
Because she lost your memory.
Hers. Guess she lost her memory. In other words, she went out of her mind, I guess. Guess she lost her mind. Her memory.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. I'll see you next week.
Thank you, David.
Okay.
Try and teach that cat some manners, all right? We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye. See ya.
All right. There he goes. David Oates. The Amazing World of Reverse Speech. And that's it for Tuesday. Tomorrow night, we'll be right back in 21 hours with another 3 hours for you. Be well, take care, and there's still some time. Put things away and think, prepare. Talk tomorrow.